All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Self-Directed, where we talk all about how to build a more self-directed life, career, and principles for doing that. Today, fun topic. They're always fun topics, but today, one that this got me absolutely fired up, because if you go on any social media platform, you are ages like 16 through 25, you're the target of all this personal finance porn and bad advice that's being peddled everywhere by all these self-help gurus. And one of the topics that's really got me fired up today, specific thing that got thrown out, is the purpose of financial independence, and like, what are the one of the motivators? So we want to riff on this. Here's the setup. And Cameron, I want to get your thoughts on this this too. So there's this growing trend I've seen of personal finance advice talking about how you should want to become financially independent. You should want to build passive income and invest in assets, all of this, not just because it's a good thing to do. It's a sound way to build freedom, flexibility, and optionality, but because working a job is exploitative, and because working for an employer or corporation puts you at a disadvantage in some kind of weird power struggle, and that is why you should escape, because jobs are necessarily exploitative. And I think that's absolutely absurd. And I think that beyond just the surface level absurdity, is it reveals kind of a bigger issue about the right kind of mindset to have early in your career. And that kind of abundance mindset is critical for so many other things. So I want to turn it over to you about, like, what's the best way to think about money? Why is that wrong? And we can riff from there.
Yeah. So you were telling me about some of the content you've seen out there kind of endorsing, promoting that idea of like, hey, the number one reason why you should not want to, that you should want to gain financial independence as soon as possible, is to avoid the exploitation of an employer. It was a pretty blanket statement. Thing that I find funny about this is like the same kinds of people that are likely to be sharing that kind of advice, they're also likely to turn around and be like, oh, college is always a good investment, like go to college. So I think one of the interesting like underlying factors about it is just like a view of how we think about education.
Yeah.
So like Praxis, like how we think about this stuff is like, you're, if you have great early career job opportunities, those are the most valuable learning experiences, most valuable opportunities to gain leverage early on in your career. And essentially, if you have the right opportunity, it's, you're getting paid to learn on the job. And the best way to learn is through, you know, gaining real world experience. So I think that's the basic, you know, issue that I have with that. And then I think it's, one, it's just kind of a silly blanket statement to be like, all real, you know, all job opportunities are ultimately trying to exploit you. Like, that's crazy. I think if you approach it a certain way, like you can end up in individual job opportunities that I wouldn't even call them, you know, exploitive. It's more about like, are you gaining more value than you're giving for your time, energy, and focus? And that's where like, it's important to find, you know, quality companies, quality role, you know, job opportunities where it's not just about trading your immediate time, you know, for money. You know, I think the best early career job opportunities, they're long-term investments in your own personal and professional development. But specifically when people talk about like, well, you're basically getting paid minimum wage because, you know, you're getting paid at a 40 hour a week kind of wage, but you're expected, you know, to be working 60, 70, 80 hours. So really at the end of the day, you're making minimum wage. Like, I think that's just a terrible mindset. It's essentially a victim mindset if you're thinking that way. Like, you're limiting yourself to just like the very surface level benefits of a job, like, hey, I'm trading my time for money. And you're not if that's how you're thinking about things, you're missing a sea of opportunity behind the curtain. And I would make a case for, like, early on in your career, you should be looking for opportunities to work, you know, work hard, like work above average hours, et cetera. Because even if, you know, the specific skills, the tangible things aren't translatable, which 90% of the time they are, you're learning how to work really hard. And yeah, that is a skill itself. And then it's, you know, it's up to you to not only be someone who's able to put in the hours and work hard, but you obviously have to combine that with other ways to create value. But that basic advice of, you know, watch out for companies that are trying to exploit you, et cetera. I think it's really doing a disservice to young people, because it's actively telling them to, like, look away from opportunity. And especially, like, I think it's awesome to have, like, long-term goals of, like, hey, I want to work for myself. I want to, you know, kind of develop, you know, passive income, so I'm not just dependent on a paycheck, et cetera. Like, those are great, you know, medium to long-term goals. I think if you can do it, the sooner you can do it, the better in most cases. But I think even if someone's successful at an early age to develop passive income and to be financially independent in that way, you're still missing tons of opportunity and tons of value by, you know, seeking out, like, hey, like, who are the people that I can go learn from and who can I develop relationships with? And, you know, being somebody's employee and having a job is, I think, the number one most reliable, predictable way to, you know, gain leverage on your long-term career.
Yeah, I think at the root of it, I mean, there's so many problems with it that are upsetting for me, not just because it definitely clashes with my worldview, but upsetting because I think it's a bad frame to have the wrong foundations and the wrong attitude about work, which is kind of like core. If you're a young adult, if you can have a good attitude about work and your goal is like, I enjoy working, that doesn't mean you have to work a job forever. You have to work for somebody else forever. You have to work literally until you die. Like, you can still think about retirement as something down the future, but, like, having that good attitude about work where you are excited about being valuable and participating in a positive sum game, yep, will put you head and shoulders above 99% of other young adults on the job market who do feel like, you know, work is exploitative, just a bad attitude, and it's going to limit your opportunities. Number two is the unseen benefits. When I think about early career, it's like, you're probably, for the first 3 months, probably, you're just an expense for a business, especially if you have no skills and no experience. Like, it cost a business so much to bring an entry-level employee from the outside who has limited skills and experience and make them valuable to the business. And that's not just because, like, that's not just a function of training people. That's a function of, like, learning the ropes of any new business, but going from somebody who has no experience whatsoever into somebody who knows how to work, how to create value. And above and beyond just the actual cost for a business, if you're a young person who lacks experience, lacks skill set, and lacks clarity about what you want to do, your salary or your income is probably the least valuable thing you're gaining on the job. The mentorship, the exposure, the experience, the value of being surrounded by other people who are more competent and farther along in their career, who can not only just share specific knowledge, but can give you a better template to think about your career. That is extra benefit that doesn't show up in your bank account, but increases your learning potential. And it gives you a stronger jumping off point for the next chapter in your career, as opposed to, like, if you go into work and you have a bad attitude and you fail to see those opportunities, those hidden gems of, wow, I'm surrounded by a lot of competent people. But instead, yeah, you're like, all my coworkers are idiots. Nobody knows how to do their job as well as I do. Who, you know, like, that's like a common jaded, you know, that's a common jaded attitude, I think. But regardless, if you have the wrong frame, you're missing out on all those cool opportunities. And then the other thing is sometimes it does take putting more in than what your paycheck is correlated to.
Well, I would say that should be your aim early on, is like, you should have the determination, like, I'm going to give, you know, this opportunity, this company I'm working for, this set of customers that we work for, like, more value than I'm receiving.
Yes.
That's a bit like, that's core business mindset. Like, as a company, your goal is to give your customers more value than you're taking back from them. That's how you create more wealth in the world. And you can apply that same mindset as an individual. Like, hey, like, I'm coming into this entry-level job. My number one goal is, like, I want to give more value to this company than they're, you know, giving to me through payment. And that's what's going to lead to future opportunities to earn more income, to grow in responsibility, to grow your skill set. And then it's on you to figure out, like, you have to manage your own personal and professional growth. If you're just passively working for someone, then sure, like, it's easy to get to the point where you feel like you're being taken advantage of. But that's the thing about this advice. It's essentially assuming, like, you're a stupid person who's not capable of, you know, figuring out, like, all right, here's how I can get what I want out of this opportunity while giving, you know, the other party involved what they want too. And I'm going to leverage that for, you know, future moves that I want to make.
Yeah, I think it ignores the fact that, like, there's actual, that it dismisses that you could approach that working relationship, that transaction as selfish. Like, you don't have to go into it and be like, yeah, I'm just here to make the company money. Like, it could be like, you know what? I'm here to exploit this opportunity for me. It's not just in the interest of getting a promotion in that company or in making more money, which those are definitely things that are advantageous to you. But it could also be like, you know what? My goal is to go get the absolute most of this experience. Like, if anything, I'm getting the good end of the stick here and the company's getting the short end of the stick because I'm getting so much value and experience. And, like, I'm going to be 10 times better off 24 months from now because I came here and worked for 2 months. Plus, I got paid to do it. Like, approach it that way early in your career. And the opportunity is going to be limitless. The earning potential is going to be, you know, there's no limit there over the long term. But two, like, you're going to have cool opportunities come knocking on your door all the time because people are going to want to work with you. They're going to want that type of attitude around them and not somebody who's always just like, I'm so afraid of being exploited.
If you expect to be exploited, then you're going to end up feeling like you're being exploited at some point. I would tell a young person, like, just take the word out of your vocabulary. And it's about value exchange. Like, all right, here's an opportunity. Assess the opportunity for what you can get out of it. And you have to ultimately be the person who determines, like, is this worth my time and energy or not? And not every opportunity, we're not saying every opportunity is going to be worth your time and energy. But it's a foolish thing to think, like, I should never work for someone. I should never go have a 9-to-5 job because that's always going to result in me being, you know, exploited. Probably the easiest, most predictable, like, if your goal is financial independence, the easiest, most predictable way to get there, like, through your 20s, as you get started, is, like, go work at a successful growing, you know, company. You know, a lot of tech startups are out there. Like, you can get good at picking winners within that industry, and you can set yourself up for, you know, long-term financial dependence by working for someone. I think it's way harder to try to do it on your own as the default, as, like, this is always my only option. Like, I have to figure out how to build wealth on my own entirely, you know, not connected to, you know, anybody else, a company, et cetera. And the best thing about this is you don't have to choose one over the other. You know, go get a job, figure out, like, what are the top 2 to 3 things you want to take away from, you know, working somewhere for 2 years? Like, hey, like, I want to jump into sales because I think you're going to learn more about how to sell inside some kind of structure inside a company with an existing set of like target prospects and something to actually sell than you are, you know, just trying to go at it on your own and make up something to sell and figure out. Like, you probably just don't have enough value to do that yet. And if you also have entrepreneurial aspirations, then it's like, all right, like, what's something on the side of my job that I can be doing to kind of, you know, develop that more entrepreneurial muscle as well? It's not about picking the one thing over everything else that's going to be valuable for you. It's for every one of us, there's a combination of, you know, maybe one to three like opportunities or focuses to have at any given time. Like, don't ever let your job be the end all be all of your professional development and your growth. But understand, like, there's so many opportunities out there to learn from other people, to, you know, just one other thing, like, look at a job and look at like an opportunity to get inside a company. Like, yep. A growing company, it has a set of problems to solve. It has a group of customers and potential customers for you to potentially create value for them. And essentially, like, that's the best way to learn valuable skills, is by solving problems. There's more high value problems to solve within an existing company than you are likely to be able to kind of create out of thin air on your own as you get started.
I think the surest fire way to put yourself in a position where you're guaranteed to feel like you're being exploited: do not work at all. Get zero work experience through your teens. Then once you graduate high school, take on as much debt as possible to delay your adulthood and delay work experience for at least 4 to 6 more years. Then graduate with a degree, enter the job market with no marketable skills, no experience, and then blame everyone else. That is the surest recipe to feel exploited today. But if you take a different approach and you say, hey, I'm going to go make the most of this opportunity you have, I want to actually go get valuable skills and experience, even if your end goal is to go work for yourself, to build your own empire and like never have to be an employee down the road, the fastest, most efficient way to do that is by going and learning from somebody who's already done it, who can help you get there faster. It's not to avoid working for somebody else. It's not to walk around fearful that people are trying to take advantage of you. It's to recognize that you are in control of your career and other people do have something valuable to offer you if you're willing to, like, you know, focus on being valuable to them instead of worrying about being exploited.
Yep, for sure. Couldn't say it better myself.
All right, this has been another episode of Self-Directed. We'll continue again soon with more rants like this. Thanks, as always, for listening. Leave us a comment below. Subscribe for future episodes.